It's All Things Considered on WMYC. I'm Jamie Floyd. Volunteer lawyers are still at JFK Airport today, helping people affected by President Trump's executive order, which temporarily blocks travel by people from seven Muslim-majority nations and indefinitely from Syria. On Saturday, a federal judge in Brooklyn stayed that order in response to a lawsuit brought by the ACLU and other plaintiffs. And that's just the beginning of the legal maneuvering to end what the president's critics are calling a Muslim ban. WMYC's Beth Fertig joins me now to bring us all up to speed. Beth, what's the latest from JFK Airport? Do we know how many travelers have been detained, and are any still having trouble?
Well, Jamie, it's very, very fuzzy. One thing we do know is that the lawyers who are at the airport, there's been dozens of them going all weekend long, hundreds I've even heard, are saying that very few people are now arriving from those countries, so there isn't a lot going on. There's not a lot of a need, but they want to keep waiting to see for more arrivals. The attorneys at the airport have been estimating, and this is just an estimate, that at least 50 people were detained over the weekend based on reports from the volunteers who have been working there since Friday night. Some of these travelers were there for more than 24 hours before they were eventually released. And today I've heard about just a couple who were detained. Things did seem to move along a little faster, or at least move, after the Brooklyn federal judge's order on Saturday night.
And of course, we're talking just about JFK. This was a national situation. Why can't anyone, Beth, definitively say how many people were detained?
Well, to be fair, it seems like there was a lot of chaos and confusion leading up to the judge's order and afterwards. The New York Civil Liberties Union claims people were held by customs agents. There was a lot of background screening even after the judge's order, which shouldn't have happened. And also, it's hard for lawyers to figure out what's happening when they're kept away from the gate. They don't have boarding passes. They're sitting at an airport diner where the arrivals are exiting. Mariko Hirose is a staff attorney with the New York Civil Liberties Union.
One of the significant problems here, and the reason why we don't know the number of people detained right now, is that lawyers have had significant problems accessing the people who are detained at the airport.
And I should add, WNYC has independently had a very difficult time confirming any of this information from the federal government about how many people were detained and released from the airport. We've heard the same thing from the state attorney general, Eric Schneiderman. His office was also trying to get this information and had trouble.
All right. So why can't we go right to the source? What does the White House say, or the Department of Homeland Security?
Well, Jamie, we literally can't get them to answer the phones. I've been trying. Another person here at WNYC has been trying. We've sent email. We do know the White House announced people with green cards, legal permanent residents, are no longer covered by the travel ban. And the White House did say it will comply with the court rulings. There were four over the weekend,
yes,
including the one in Brooklyn. But the Trump administration is defending this order as necessary to prevent terrorism, the executive order. They said only about 100 people were detained over the weekend nationally, and they've been calling that more of an inconvenience and say that presidents are allowed a lot of latitude when it comes to national security.
All right. Back in Brooklyn, what's the current status of the federal lawsuit, and where does it go from here?
Well, it proceeds. You know, they got a temporary restraining order, a stay. That was the first step on Saturday night. Next, there will be hearings. There's no date yet. There could also be a more far-reaching lawsuit by the ACLU tackling big constitutional issues and whether the president's order violates immigration law by targeting a specific religion, although the president denies that. But this case in Brooklyn and the three others around the country really only help people who are already in the United States. They have green cards or they have visas to work and study here. They do not affect people who are still trying to come here and may have gotten a visa just this month. That's why there's not a lot of new arrivals. I spoke to Christina Rodriguez about this. She's an assistant law professor at Columbia University who specializes in immigration. She says the green card holders and the people with work visas and business visas, student visas, have the strongest claims in a lawsuit.
But someone who is in the visa processing pipeline is, but has not yet been admitted, is unlikely to have a court order that he or she be admitted. Courts don't typically see it as their power to admit someone who hasn't actually been admitted.
A visa doesn't guarantee entry into the United States, in other words.
And there's another lawsuit that was filed today. Quickly, what was that?
It was brought by the Council on American Islamic Relations. It was filed in Virginia. This lawsuit does accuse the Trump administration of being discriminatory and violating the Constitution with the executive order. It quotes him saying things like, Islam hates us. There are 27 plaintiffs in the case, including a couple of individuals upstate, and Linda Sarsour of Brooklyn. She's executive director of the Arab American Association of New York.
All right. Much more to come. WNYC's Beth Furtick, thank you so much.
You're welcome.